Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, find another way to protest, as a few NFL players go back to kneeling or raising a fist before the Star Spangled Banner.
The national anthem debate officially entering year three for the NFL last night as protests continued during the Star Spangled Banner before preseason games. Dolphins receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson continued their kneeling. This as the NFL and the Players Association continue their discussions over a compromise on the national anthem policy.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. President Trump announces that he's authorized doubling steel and aluminum tariffs on Turkey, tweeting, relations are not good at this time.
Turkey's currency has lost almost a third of its value this year. Analysts say there are two main reasons, concerns about the economic policy of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and a clash with the U.S. over the detention of an American pastor. Two countries imposing sanctions on each other in that dispute in recent days.
That's Simon Owen, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Once again today, a decent chance that many towns will get wet, but not every town. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and this evening. High temperature around 90. The storms will gradually fade out in the overnight hours, low 75. Tomorrow, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, only widely scattered storms around. Partly sunny tomorrow. And then on Sunday, again, the storms will be few and far between with a high temperature around 92. And more pop-up scattered storms on Monday. Our weather app will keep you up to date on where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, if there's any warnings, you'll get push notifications wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because our app knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are searching for a man who carjacked a woman in Cloverdale Wednesday night. The victim said she was taking items out of her vehicle when a man with a handgun came up to her and demanded money. They say he then grabbed her purse and took off in her car. A Selma woman will serve 16 years in prison for the 2012 shooting death of her live-in boyfriend. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 54-year-old Elizabeth Blunt was about to go on trial for murder when she pled guilty to manslaughter. And we're hitting the road again this week for Your Town Friday. This week, we'll be taking part in a special competition. It's called Friday Night Fights. It's a fundraiser for the YMCA. It raises money for families who can't afford YMCA memberships and helps feed kids through the Brown Bag Bus Program. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service, 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Bass Pro Shops in Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic with all the latest gear and the lowest prices of the year. You can trade in your old gear for even more savings. Earn up to $100 in club points. Plus, take advantage of free hunting seminars and kids' activities. Don't miss the world's greatest hunting show and sale, the Fall Hunting Classic, August 10th through the 26th. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3535 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3535.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
Are you partying this weekend?
Actually, I'm partying with you tomorrow night.
I think we're going to party tomorrow night.
We are.
You know, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, Baron has all this snapper that...
Snapper?
I hardly know her.
You brought her?
you snapper. did Mallory catch it?
Yeah, Mallory caught it with his own pole.
Well... No wonder he wasn't here yesterday.
Is he out of the hospital yet?
I'm excited. It's a whole host. I need to get it out. I need to pull it out of the
God, this sound that I this is the best sound.
Which one?
No, in my headset since I adjusted them.
Oh man.
One of them was cocked off my ear and I fixed it.
Well, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to. Anyway.
Our number, if you want to get in.
And apparently my invitation got lost. I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
You're not going to eat any snapper?
Not unless it falls in the pet lala somewhere.
I'll bring you some leftovers. How about that?
Hey,
well, gee, thanks.
It's
bring me some leftover. Nothing is better than leftover fish.
It's awful.
It's wretched.
God awful.
You got to eat it.
Cats won't even eat it.
You got to eat it all at once.
My friend Deborah in Gadsden, we would like, when I would go visit, we would like cook fish on the grill or something. And the next morning, she would eat it for like brunch. And it grosses me out. Can't stand leftover
fish.
Wretched.
If it's a steaky fish like mahi or something, you can eat it leftover.
Yeah, it's firm.
But you gotta re-pan sear it. You can't do it in a microwave or something.
Oh my God, no!
You've got to get the pan back out, get the oil back in there, and redo it.
I tell you what, there are no leftovers of that special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen that I got.
Oh my goodness!
Last night. Oh my word!
Isn't that good? Jack, have you had the special this week?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude, you have got to go get it.
Garlic white wine sauce shrimp over linguine with asparagus and cherry tomatoes.
Lauren,
Will Meacham's Cherry Tomato Farm.
We're having. Yeah, Will Meacham owns some cherry tomato stock somewhere.
Lauren, she actually forgave me for making the joke about her butt being big after I brought that home last night.
I cannot believe you had me do that.
Lauren, well, now look, let me clarify.
She doesn't listen,
she
does she?
She did. Well, unfortunately, not unfortunately, she knows I'm full of crap. But she did want me to clarify, when I met her, she did not have a big butt at that time.
Fair enough. Let the record show.
At that time.
I have to leave today at 11.
Why are you leaving, Jack Campbell? Well, your studio caught fire yesterday.
All right, so we're taping the TV show yesterday. You know, you go at 10 and you don't start till 12:15. We're in a new studio and we've got the sound good, but the lighting was a little off. Anyway, we're working on it. We finally start taping. we're about, each segment is 7 minutes, 45 seconds. We're down to about 2 minutes. Bam, the lights go dark in the studio. The power just, you know. So right next door to the studio is a room that we rent. It's like a break room, kind of has a fridge in it. And, you know, we'll usually eat something there before we take the show. So I'm sitting in there. I've taken my coat off, and I'm just kind of messing around on my phone. And all of a sudden, I hear the producer say, "Let's go." And I thought, well, hell, I just, you know, he said, you know, you're the one that had the problems. Why are you making me in a hurry? So I pick up my coat and I drape it over my arm. And I said, "What's the deal?" He said, "Get out of here. There's a fire." And I said, "Holy cow." Banana. And the elevator's right there. I said, "Do not get on the elevators in a fire."
No.
And so I said, "Where's the stairwell?" He goes, "Straight ahead." And what had happened was when it blew a breaker or whatever, all that stuff happens. Well, they go in there. The building engineers are down there looking in various utility closets. And a guy's going in with a ladder. And he goes, "Good God, look at this smoke." And there's sparks shooting out of this. And I said, "I am getting the hell out of here." So I ascend the stairs, and I go into this little courtyard, and I thought, well, I'm trapped in this damn courtyard.
There's
some steps that go up to Monroe Street. So I went up there, and all of a sudden, I heard that there were sparks coming out. It blew something, and the sparks were coming out, and they couldn't cut off this thing. They had to stick a board in there so it wouldn't get electrocuted and cut the power or whatever they did. But supposedly it got fixed around 3 o'clock, and they said, "You want to come back down here and do it?" And I said, "No, I'm not." Because I'd already spent all day
sitting
over
around.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all agreed we would do it today, and they wanted to do it at 10. I said, "Well, do it without me, because I'm not going to
miss
I'm
two
gonna,
days
I'm
in
gonna
a row.
Be at the radio station.
Yeah.
I'll leave a little early." And so everybody agreed, so that's what we're doing. But it was kind of scary.
In what building are you guys in?
It's in the Lurline B. Wallace building, which is the Medicaid building, which when you have to call the building engineer, he meets you at the door, he escorts you to the studio. Medicaid's still mad at the Brits because they've written disparaging things about the state Medicaid department. So now they're going to require, we have to jump through hoops to go down there. You have to clear security. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I feel like I'm going into the damn CIA building.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you, Jack.
Well, they're not feeding us.
Well, they're letting you in their office.
Well, it's not like the rent is free.
Oh, I didn't realize. Well, it was before. How did I know?
Well, that was, yeah.
How about this? Our number, 272-9228. We have yet to declare that on Monday through Thursday on this radio broadcast, there are certain rules you have to follow. You run the risk of chastisement if you try to change the topic unnecessarily or to a topic that either Jack or I are not amused with. Friday.
I got the rule book right here.
Somebody have, I always forget the rules.
Look.
301
AC1. Is that right?
AC three. One or two?
Three.
AC three?
Three.
Yeah.
Hold on.
AC three. The rules on Friday are, could you read it in its entirety? The rules are,
there ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn. There are no rules on Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want. And I'll give you an example of how few rules there are on Friday. It's 15 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. We're supposed to take a break, and I rarely take calls during the first segment of the program. But what day is it?
It's Friday.
And Jack Campbell, what are the rules?
There ain't nairn, but I will say that there must not have been yesterday with this, if the police pull you over, you need to... I was driving, I thought, good God, I'm glad I'm not there.
Randall, you're on.
I know. And I even thought, I said, well, this is a perfect day, Jack. I kind of thought, I said, this is a perfect day to try something. So I went one step further, instead of me talking to Baron and trying to change the topic and the risk getting chastised, I went to his guest host yesterday and changed the topic. And I skated right over by. Oh, Baron, come on. You're supposed to put me in the ground.
I know.
Man.
Listen.
I believe you me, he got a text from me, Randall.
Yes.
I told him.
It said, chastise Randall right now.
I was checking you to see if I could go through a guest and see if you would be mean to a guest or not, and be like, hey, y'all cut that out. This is my show. I was just checking. I was just seeing what your temperature was.
Didn't happen.
But Jay, I don't think it matters if y'all take the show anymore or not. Did anybody even, I mean, the last Sunday, y'all know it wasn't on the TV, right?
Was it not on last Sunday?
No, I mean, I sent you a picture of it. The TV screen was said, we know this TV is out of service or something. Remember, I sent you a picture of it.
Oh, you did send me there. Yeah, but I thought that was just your cable provider that was down. I didn't realize.
It may have been. That's what it was,
because I watched it on TV.
Jack watched it. He was on.
Yeah, I just happened to, usually I watch it on my phone, but it was Sunday morning and I was there, and I said, I'll watch the show, and it pretty wretched.
Yeah, well, I tell you who it was, DirecTV. You suck. Y'all didn't care.
Now, Randall, also, you have to remember, shows that air on Sunday, it takes until Monday afternoon to get to Vida. So, you may have just been watching a little early.
Vida's in Northwest Billingsley, is that right?
Southeast
Billings. I'm sorry. I get so confused.
Yeah, we don't want to mess that up.
Billingsley
is a 26 square mile area,
at least.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all what though, man. Why are you saying the times are changing over there? I feel real good what's going on, Billingsley. So if they need a PA system to go along with their new stadium seats and lights, so if anybody that got an old PA system wasn't in private school, want to donate to Billingsley, they'll take anything you give them. And we need all the old carpet we can get for the cover of old gym floor to make a little indoor practice facility. But if anybody got any old carpet y'all need picked up, them boys would be happy to come get it. They got a new coach over there, man, and he's got parents involved. It's a wonder thing that happen when you get the right people and you get the right, you know, the parents. They got to love the coach. Everybody got to love the principal. I mean, you can't go in there and just bulldog people like you want. You got to put your arm around them, tell them the problem, and help fix it.
All right, Randall. Hey.
We'll see you.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you next segment.
Man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he talked about wrestling for like 8 minutes. Old school wrestling, too. Like, not new school wrestling. She's going to have you move. Or she's going to have you plug in the middle so that she can plug in right there.
I didn't know I knew Carolyn that well.
I wonder what she was reaching for.
Reach around Hanson.
She was reaching for his plug.
Careful. Be careful.
We'll be back.
I ain't gonna shock you. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. Blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Bass Pro Shops in Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic with all the latest gear and the lowest prices of the year. You can trade in your old gear for even more savings. Earn up to $100 in club points. Plus, take advantage of free hunting seminars and kids' activities. Don't miss the world's greatest hunting show and sale, the Fall Hunting Classic, August 10th through the 26th. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3535 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3535.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Dancing out of the way before we get a camera. There we go, everybody. All three of us dancing. Carolyn, you want to join us?
Yeah. Hey. Looks like a bunch of Jack LaLanne's in here.
Looks like we're doing the arm bicycle.
His wife had the greatest name, though. Elaine LaLanne. That was her name. Really? It was just amazing.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We mentioned Midtown Pizza Kitchen earlier. They are generous sponsors of our number one of this radio broadcast each and every day. So get by there. Reward them. Reward them. Say thank you for supporting intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct talk radio.
Are we adding a third leg to that?
Well, I mean, we are factually correct.
Always?
Well, so often that it's irrelevant when we're not.
I've said some stuff people have corrected me over
time. I know, but we're willing to take the correction.
Yeah.
Some people aren't. Well, they're not on the radio anymore, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. I have a host of news to get through, but we also want your calls. On Friday, you guys drive the content. As long as there are telephone calls, we defer to the callers, and Betty is one of those.
Good morning.
Morning, Betty.
Ladies and gentlemen. I have, last night at our Homeowners Association meeting, we had the runoff candidates for the school board for District 5, Jana Bailey and Rhonda Oates. And they were given approximately 40 to 50 minutes to give their spiel. And I'll
40 to 50 minutes each for a school board race?
Not... So much baloney.
They were literally ones and twos of people in the audience.
Oh my God,
I cannot imagine listening to school board people.
You gave each candidate 40 minutes.
Oh no, they each got 20 minutes to give their own little spiel, and then we were to take questions.
Was anybody left after the 20 minutes?
No, we had questions. We had to wait.
How many people were there? I want an honest number.
I'd say about 30.
How many of them were not media or not related to one of the two candidates?
I said about 28.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
in our neighborhood.
Betty, I'm impressed.
That was a good turnout.
I'm very, very impressed.
I'm impressed, but not such the baloney that came out. I'm leaning toward one person, but both of them. Baloney coming out of their mouths and just, I'm thinking... Okie dokie.
Who are you meaning to?
One of Jana Bailey.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. You know a Democrat can't win that seat, right?
I hope not.
No. That's a safe Republican seat.
Well, I mean, both of them, they've got a long, whoever wins, they've got a long, long, long way to go.
Yeah.
They have no clue. They have no clue.
Give me your biggest beef.
Is this a Republican runoff?
No, it's the runoff's over.
Oh, okay, so this is for the general election.
Yeah. Yes.
Give me your biggest beef. I don't want to spend hours on the school board.
My biggest beef was both of them said everything, and then I said to them, I said, you know what the number one problem is in Montgomery County? And they just kind of looked at me. I said, it's discipline, or lack of discipline in the school.
And now, do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, she's telling the truth. I can just from personal experience. When I worked at the board, Bellingrath Junior High was the only school I was actually scared to go into by myself. If I was a helper at the time, and if the mechanic wasn't with me, I felt uncomfortable working there. They got a new principal in that school, because I counted one day there were 37 children during class time just walking the halls and outside and hanging around and playing grab ass and what have you. And they got a new principal, and in 1 year, he straightened that school out. You did not hear a peep. As soon as the bell rung, everybody was in their seats, sitting down. He absolutely changed the whole complexion of that school.
Well, not literally, but...
damn it, Jack. God, the letters...
all right, Betty. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have to choose your words carefully, Clay.
Friday letters with Jack.
You wonder why my public file is so big.
Jack Campbell.
Subsection Jack increases it drastically.
My folder's actually pretty small. It's Jack's folder that's so big. They just stick it all in my folder. I have a sub-Jack folder.
Well, he's got his picture down there now. Maybe he'll get his own folder.
Lord have mercy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-922. Man, I have so much news, but it's heavy news for a Friday.
Well, Baron, we haven't done any news all week.
Should we do some news?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, let me say this, and maybe I'll do it now, because by the time 11 rolls around, we may not want to do it. You remember when I got on the Oleg Deripaska story a few weeks ago? And I kept asking, you remember I was asking, why was Mark Warner scrambling around to reach out to the lawyer for the Russian oligarch? And who got this Russian oligarch to put $25 million up to go find this spy in Iran? You remember this? A few weeks ago, anyway.
Mark Warner, the senator from Virginia?
Yes, he heads the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. And there was a show, I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago. It came out that there were some communications that were released, and Mark Warner was scrambling around about the time... Bob Mueller was appointed. Mark Warner's scrambling around, and he's trying to get in touch with a Russian oligarch. And we've later learned it's the same Russian oligarch who had a history with Bob Mueller. Back in 2009, Bob Mueller, when he was head of the FBI, got this Russian oligarch to put up $25 million to go rescue an American spy from Iran. And he almost did it. They almost got him. They had the deal negotiated. They were going to get our spy back. And Hillary Clinton's State Department spiked the deal. Wouldn't let it go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we don't know what happened to the spy. He may or may not still be alive over in Iran.
I remember questioning what was the reason that they did not want to get the guy back.
What was the reason they didn't want to get him back?
This had to do with the aluminum dude.
He's the Russian aluminum magnate. Thank you. His name is Oleg Deripaska. And I kept hinting strongly there had to be a reason they were trying to get in touch with Oleg Deripaska about the time Bob Mueller got appointed. Why were they struggling and scrambling? Why is Mark Warner, the vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, scrambling around at the last second, trying desperately to get in touch with Oleg Deripaska? What is it that Mark Warner was scared of? Well, now we know. And I can't tell you right now. I got to wait to take a break. But when we get back, I'll tell you why. Let me tell you, this whole Russian thing is about to explode.
Good.
Explode. Why are you looking at the computer like that? You don't like this song?
In a little cafe, just the other side.
It's wretched.
It is not wretched.
This is Herb Alpert. That made my mouth water. And the Tijuana Brass.
I have no clue who sings it.
Jay and the Americans. She belonged to me. We'll be back.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi again, everybody. Once again, a decent chance that many communities will get wet today, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, with a high temperature around 90. Then the storms will gradually fade out tonight, the overnight low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 90s, but only widely scattered storms tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny. And then again on Sunday, storms will be few and far between, high around 92. More scattered storms pop up on Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today and keep up with the weather wherever you are, even when you are out of town, because our weather app knows where you are. Current conditions, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm so glad Russians don't name their kids like Steve and John. Those are great names.
Oleg.
Steve
like
from Indiana.
Steve from Indiana. He's a mustache. He's a mustache. No, but I mean, I just like these names. Oleg. I'm going to name a kid Oleg.
That almost, to me, though, sounds kind of Scandinavian.
Oleg Deripaska?
The Oleg, well, I mean, that's like, you think he's from Finland or Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I know if you want your house to look like it's from Finland or Sweden, you can go to New Look Decorating and tell them you want those cool winter colors. New Look Decorating can do just about anything. The designers they have on staff are absolutely stellar. Get by there when you get a chance. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends, next to the Goo Goo Car Wash. When you walk in, you'll notice they have those Benjamin Moore paints, the high-quality Benjamin Moore paints that everybody is looking for and everybody lusts after. New Look Decorating is where you get it, the only place you can get it in Montgomery. New Look Decorating Center, like I said, on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road is. But, man, when you go in there and you talk to Brett Lanham and Brian Carr, you are going to absolutely be blown away. These guys are just the best. And it's hard. I think some people don't get excited about their job. That will not be the case when you go to New Look Decorating. You will find they're basically throwing a party for paint every single day. They love their jobs. They wake up ready to go to work every single day. New Look Decorating, when you get a chance, get by there. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, 84, sitting in with us on a Friday. Jack has to take off about 11 o'clock, so we're going to have as much fun as we can between now and then.
But is that what we're calling it now, fun?
Yeah, well.
We can pack 3 hours of fun into two.
We can talk the origins of the name Oleg for the next hour. but anyway, let me go through this, because you got to kind of get the timeline in order. And I don't want to bore people to tears. It's Friday. But I want to get you the timeline down. Because around February to May, of 2016. This is before Donald J. Trump has wrapped up the nomination. He didn't wrap it up until June. Before he wraps up the nomination, Bruce Orr, who we were talking about yesterday, and we've been talking about for months on this program, long before anybody else was talking about Bruce Orr, Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele, the author of the Steele dossier, were discussing a Russian aluminum magnate named Oleg Deripaska. This is February to May of 2016, and you got to have this context. You need to have this timeline down, okay? Christopher Steele wanted Oleg Deripaska to get a new visa to enter the United States. Based on some things that had happened in the past, and it's not important what, but based on some things that had happened in the past, Oleg Deripaska was denied visa entry to the United States on multiple occasions. He has since come back into the country, I think, eight times. Presently, he does not have a visa. He would like to get another visa. That will play an important role at the end of the story. But just trust me, at the beginning, from February to May, Chris Steele and his friend Oleg Deripaska, Chris Steele is talking to Bruce Orr, the number four ranking official at the Department of Justice, saying, can you get my boy Oleg a visa to the United States? Now, an awkward, weird ask, right? If you're a British spy, why are you reaching out to the number four ranking official at the Department of Justice in the United States for a United States visa? That's not the normal channel. Normally, you'd go through the State Department trying to get a visa. Why the Department of Justice? And
because Bruce Orr and Chris Steele were chummy.
They were very chummy. There's no doubt about the fact that they were chummy. We talked about yesterday how they're... This is why you got to listen 15 hours a week. Not you necessarily, but I'm telling the audience. I mean, it's important because we talked yesterday about the long timeline and about how at the end, I kind of believe Bruce Orr was sort of leading Christopher Steele on in the last few months. But anyway, so why reach out to the Department of Justice if you're Oleg Deripaska? Well, Oleg Deripaska and Bruce Orr... Oleg Deripaska and Chris Steele know each other. Chris Steele and Bruce Orr know each other. And Oleg Deripaska needs a visa. It's also important to note, as we discussed in the past on this program, back in 2009, Oleg Deripaska put up $25 million on behalf of the United States FBI, which was headed at the time by Bob Mueller, current conductor of the Russia narrative. It's going to be very complex. And if you got a piece of paper and a pen, you may want to start taking notes. It's very complex stuff. Back in 2009, he put up the $25 million to try to rescue a fallen spy in Iran who was being held by the Iranian government. And there was evidence he was alive. And Oleg Deripaska and his $25 million was able to broker the deal to get the spy released. Hillary Clinton quashed the deal. We don't know why. I can speculate all day. I'm not going to do so out loud because something about breathing I like. But my guess
scared
is...
Scared of suitcases?
This is the kind of guy. This is the kind of spy that I don't think Hillary Clinton would want back in the United States. This is the kind of spy that Hillary Clinton probably arranged to have picked up. Anyway, so he gets caught. He gets caught over there in Iran doing whatever he was doing with the aluminum industry. Oleg Deripaska puts up the money to get him out. They cut a deal. Hillary Clinton quashes the deal. The spy languishes either in an Iranian prison or in an Iranian grave to this day. Oleg Deripaska goes away still wanting his visa. Because of his work back in 2009, he was able to come to the United States a few times. One of the times while he's in the United States in 2016, they hit him up and say, Oleg, remember how you helped us out back in 2009?
But Oleg,
can you help us out again? And Oleg laughs him off. Because Oleg knows what they're asking him to do. And essentially what they're asking him to do is set up this entire Russian narrative against Donald J. Trump. Now, that's important to know. It's all going to come together at the end of this. All right? So you got 2009. You got Bob Mueller's FBI working with Oleg Deripaska. You got 2016, February to May of 2016, Oleg Deripaska trying to get access to the United States with a visa. Reaching out to Bruce Orr through Christopher Steele. September 2016. Fast forward a few months. September 2016. This is on the eve of the FISA warrant request. FISA warrant request is in October that was granted. September 2016. Andrew McCabe, now deputy director of the FBI, has two agents approach Deripaska in New York, again asking for his help. This time... They're going after Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign chair at the time. They want to outline Manafort as a tool of Putin. And Deripaska had a connection to Manafort at the time. He was a political advisor. He had invested money with him and in a business venture. The venture did not go well. Deripaska ended up suing Manafort, alleging Manafort stole the money. Even with that bad blood between them, Deripaska tells the FBI that is absurd to say Manafort is a tool of Putin. That is ridiculous. No one will buy that. You couldn't invent documents to present that. And here's the quote he told him: "You're trying to create something out of nothing." This was in September 2016. Deripaska tells the FBI officials, "You're trying to create something out of nothing." Probably did it with a "You're trying to create something out of nothing," you know, that kind of thing. All right, this story is being told by Adam Waldman, Deripaska's lawyer. Okay, so now what you have is a long-running, nearly decade-long business relationship between the FBI and Oleg Deripaska that Christopher Steele is aware of, Steele the author of the Steele dossier. And now Waldman is talking. Why would Waldman be talking now? All right, I'm just going to pause the story
currently,
right there.
Like today.
Like in the last couple of weeks, is okay. Reaching out to people, trying to get Deripaska to testify in front of Congress. No strings attached. No immunity request. No anything. Why is Oleg Deripaska and Adam Waldman, his lawyer, why are they desperate to get Oleg Deripaska in front of Congress? Any guesses?
Because he wants to sing like a canary.
Because he knows the real story. See, this all was going to be, as Randall once said, all gravy, big baby. This was all going to be gravy, big baby, when Hillary Clinton won and Donald Trump went to prison. But when Donald Trump won, all of a sudden Oleg Deripaska looks around and says, "Uh-oh. I just helped set up the leader of the free world. I need to clear my name. I gotta get a few things off my chest." He can go out there and blow this entire thing to smithereens. And his lawyer, Adam Waldman, knows this. That is why Mark Warner was scrambling to get in touch with Adam Waldman. I knew that a few weeks ago. I couldn't say it when we were talking about that. Why was Mark Warner scrambling to get in touch with Adam Waldman? Because he didn't want Oleg Deripaska inside the United States and testifying. He was probably trying to say, "Go away. Go away. Don't come over here. Don't come over here and testify. It'll be bad for you." He's probably trying to threaten him or hold something over his head, carrot, stick, what have you. But he knew, Mark Warner knew immediately, the FBI, the shadow government knew immediately when Donald Trump won, their biggest liability was a guy named Oleg Deripaska, who they can't control because he lives in Russia. So now you have a Russian narrative that they're peddling, depending on the silence of a Russian that they can't control. And the only leverage this guy wants is a visa to the United States so he can come to the United States to do his business. And guess who controls the visa today? Former CIA director Mike Pompeo, who is probably fully aware of everything that happened in 2016, because he worked at the CIA.
Interesting that he went to the CIA for a while.
Had to go to CIA first, didn't he? Before he became Secretary of State, had to go to CIA first. There were a lot of things that had to be fixed.
Well,
at
you
CIA.
Said at the time, when he got named to state, you said there's a reason he went to the CIA first.
Yeah, there was a reason. He was never going to be the long-term CIA director, and Rex Tillerson was never going to be the long-term Secretary of State. They were both. Rex Tillerson was a placeholder for Pompeo, and Pompeo was at CIA for a reason.
Rex Tillerson does have some really good hair, though.
He's a nice looking
that
guy.
That dude's got some good
I
hair.
Love his accent.
I love his accent. I was about to say the same thing.
Good old Texas.
That good Texas Houston sounding accent. And absolutely fantastic. So when Oleg is in the United States in 2016, what do you think got him here? What do you think was the ticket that got him the visa he needed to come to the United States? Now keep in mind, Chris Steele was the one reaching out to Bruce Orr, whose wife Nellie all of a sudden got into ham radio in her 60s. I mean, if the news was honest, everybody would know this stuff. There would be late night jokes about Nellie Orr and ham radio. You know, Saturday Night Live would be doing something about Nelly Orr trying to figure out ham radio. What do you think was the ticket? What do you think was the ask, the this for that, the quid pro quo? What do you think Oleg Deripaska did to get the visa in 2016 that he's dying to get off his chest today? I have my suspicions.
Would it have to be something incriminating on Trump?
I have my suspicions.
No, it wouldn't be incriminating on Trump.
Not presently. It would be, but I'm saying in 2016, he probably helped set it up.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. So now you go back May 12, 2017, Adam Waldman and Mark Warner. This is Adam Waldman's text to Mark Warner. Please let me know if you want to discuss my Russian client, Oleg Deripaska, asked me to engage in a specific way with the investigation. We received a letter from the House Intel Committee. I assume you want me to deal with you rather than him, but please let me know. Now it all makes sense. Glad to meet you in person, too. I leave Tuesday. Warmest, Adam. And then 3 days later, hey, Mark, do you want to discuss Deripaska, or should I respond to the House Intel Committee instead?
What was his reply? Deal with me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How did this get released?
Well, nobody really knows that yet.
So Mark Warner is a bad, bad actor.
Bad. The worst of the bad actors. So is Burr, the Republican from North Carolina who chairs the committee. So is every single person on that committee. So, guys, I'm just telling you, as you... look at this. That's not what I wanted to play. As you look at this Russian narrative, just understand it's about to explode. It's about to explode. I hope it explodes before the midterms. I think it will. I think they're timing it to explode at just the right time. Maybe mid-October-ish.
You think, what's the guy, the... Nunez knows all this?
Oh, yeah. He's the House Intel Committee that's trying to get Deripaska over here to testify.
I love it.
Yeah. So not only does Oleg
Deripaska... And it's going to make Mueller look really bad,
terrible.
Too.
Terrible. Unless Mueller's in on it. Mueller's either in on it...
Or he's so far into it.
Or he is going to just get blown away to smithereens. Either way, Mueller's no longer a factor. We'll be back. Is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely...
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepto Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pepto Shops. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back in 9 minutes to the top of the hour. Can you verify that? I don't want to say that on the air.
I don't either. I'll try.
I don't say things on the air that would alarm people and worry people. If there's a way to verify that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. You know what I did this past week? I think Monday or Tuesday it was. I think it was Tuesday.
I don't know. What have you done this past week?
I've done a lot of things this past week. One of the things I did this past week was go to Mr. Sandman. Talk to my good friend David Justice over at Mr. Sandman.
Got to go see him.
You need to. Here's why. I walked in there. My two middle boys are now sleeping on one of the most comfortable mattresses. I laid down there with them the other night, told some good night stories and all the stuff. And oh my goodness, I didn't want to get up. This mattress was absolutely one of the most comfortable things I've ever laid down on. And I tell you, it didn't break the bank at all. I mean, it was in a price range comfortable for me to put a 4-year-old and 6-year-old boy on. But I'd sleep on it tonight. Yeah,
poor Coleman's sleeping on the floor.
Well, go to Mr. Sandman. Go to Mr. Sandman. There are two locations. On the Atlanta Highway across from Dairy Queen. Or...
Where's the other one?
Millbrook.
Right there on 14. Yeah.
Highway 14, 3 miles off Interstate 65. So get by there when you get a chance. Mr. Sandman, I highly, highly recommend it. You can shop the way I do, and you can shop with confidence because you know you're going to get something quality that feels great. I walked in and gave him a number. I said, this is my budget. Can you find me a mattress in this price frame? He said, yeah. Boom. Nailed it. Delivered the next day. Absolutely incredible. Everything in stock there. Almost everything in stock. I don't make a lie and say everything. Some may sell out. But he stocks a bunch of stuff.
I hear he's got a sale going on right now.
Oh, he's got a fantastic... The sale right now is one of the best sales he's ever had. I mean, look, the guy's just... He loves sales.
It's a no rules on Friday sale, I think.
It is the Friday sale.
The ain't nairn sale.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day. 84 joins us whenever 84 wants. Anyway, so here's the deal. Here's how the moral of this story with Oleg Deripaska, since Jack was insistent on covering news on Friday.
Well, this is...
It's massive. It's massive.
It's fascinating, too.
I told you guys, if you ever, you know, we're in Alabama, so the Iron Bowl is probably the best example. But whatever rivalry game or big football game, Super Bowl, whatever, you watch it in the middle of the game, and your heart goes up, and you go down, and you get depressed, and you get excited, and you're happy. I'll give you an example. Auburn last year, LSU game, up 21-0 first quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of go on cruise control. You're elated. You're excited. The game's over, practically.
Don't remind me.
How'd that game turn out, 84?
Don't remind me.
How'd that game turn out?
Not too good.
Not at all. Not if you're an Auburn fan. You know, LSU fans probably liked it. But it did not turn out well at all. If you would have known the score, how it was going to end up, would you have gotten all excited in the first quarter? No. And would you have been depressed as the lead whittled away over the course of the game? No. See? You know how this ends. We got Oleg Deripaska on our team. As long as this guy stays alive, you know how the game ends, all right? Now, if I'm Oleg Deripaska, I stay away from gyms and suitcases. I don't walk home from bars in Washington, D.C.
He might not want to get that visa and get over here.
I don't go to Fort Marcy Park. You know, if I'm Oleg Deripaska, I just lay low. I might change my name to...
He's got the coin, though, to protect himself.
No, he's a multi-billionaire. Multi-billionaire. Tens of billions of dollars, this guy. Anyway, so he knows what happened in the 2016 election. He probably financed a good portion of it. He knows that the FBI and the Department of Justice were using Deripaska himself to frame the Russian conspiracy narrative. And it is almost a mortal stranglehold of certainty that he was one of Christopher Steele's sources for the Steele dossier.
Was this their insurance policy?
This is the insurance policy. You're looking at the insurance policy.
Because everybody thought Hillary was going to win.
Yes.
And these guys really didn't ratchet it up until after the campaign, but they had the plan in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question. Did Lisa Page tell in her closed-door interview what exactly that insurance policy was.
You think that's the question that they had to answer? If she walked out of there,
she had to be asked that.
Yeah.
What did you mean in these texts by insurance?
Yeah. She had to. Because his answer was so stupid. I don't remember what we're talking about. You know, that's ridiculous.
That's BS.
Yeah. It been a closed-door setting, if she supposedly was singing, you would think almost assuredly she was asked and answered that question.
So this was an incredibly complex plan.
I'll give you, I don't know if I printed this off or not. If I didn't, I'll find it during the break, and we'll talk about it at some point. Here we go. Cheryl Atkinson had a great piece yesterday. It was in thehill.com is where I found it. But everybody should find it. Cheryl Atkinson, headline, what would the intelligence community's insurance policy against Trump look like? Jack, you need to find this and read it. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I don't like to do this, but we've got a couple minutes, and you've got to kind of understand how this is set up. So I'm just going to read a minute. It says, let's begin in the realm of the fanciful. Assume for the sake of argument that powerful, connected people in the intelligence community and in politics worried that a wild card Trump president, unlike another Clinton or Bush, might expose a decade plus of questionable practices, disrupt long established money channels, reveal secret machinations that could arguably land some people in prison. What exactly might an insurance policy against Donald Trump look like?
Well, this is it. Yeah.
He would have to be marginalized at every turn. Strategies would encompass politics, the courts, opposition research, and the media. He'd have to become mired in lawsuits, distracted by allegations, riddled with calls for impeachment, hounded by investigations. His election must be portrayed as illegitimate, the result of a criminal or un-American conspiracy. To accomplish this, bad actors in the intel community could step up use of surveillance tools as a weapon to look for dirt on Trump before his inauguration. They could rely on dubious political opposition research to secretly argue for wiretaps, plant one or more spies in the Trump campaign, then leak to the press a mix of true and false stories to create a sense of chaos. Once Trump is in office, a good insurance policy would call for neutralizing the advisors seen as most threatening, including his attorney general. The reigning FBI director could privately send the implicit message that as long as Trump minds his own business, he won't be named as a target. When the president asks the FBI director to lift the crowd and tell the public their, I'll add, favorite president isn't under investigation, the FBI director could demur and allow a storm of innuendo to build. Idle chatter benefits the plot. There would be rampant media leaks, both true and false, but none of them would benefit Trump. All would be well unless the president removes the FBI director. Then a rider on the insurance policy kicks in. After months of assuring Trump he's not under investigation, he must now become a focus to keep him away from the Justice Department, the FBI. Once an investigation opens, all of Trump's attempts to affect policy or to dig into allegations against the intelligence community could be portrayed as obstruction of justice. And it goes on. How to open an investigation after all these months? Well, appoint a special counsel. How to get the public and congressional support for a special counsel? Through a partnership between the fired FBI director and the media, he could secretly leak to the New York Times anti-Trump versions of memos he wrote, inventing a pretext for the special counsel probe. The chosen special counsel should be an insider with his own legacy to protect. Anti-Trump FBI officials who secretly vowed to stop Trump could be assigned to the investigation. And on and on. I just saw that.
Now, you need to come back in with that one.